This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An apparent Israeli strike in the Lebanese capital of Beirut has killed Hamas's number two political leader, making a potentially significant escalation of Israel's war against the militant group and heightening the risk of a wider Middle East conflict. Saleh Arari was the most senior figure in the group, killed since the Israel-Hamas war began nearly 3 months ago. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. An aviation expert says it's remarkable all people aboard a passenger plane involved in a collision with a smaller aircraft in Japan were evacuated successfully following a fire. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
The passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided on the runway at Tokyo's Haneda Airport on Tuesday and burst into flames, with five people on the smaller plane killed. Tim Atkinson, pilot and aviation consultant, says aircraft are not built to withstand a collision on the runway.
It'll be very important for investigators to work out the relative disposition of the two aircraft, the angle that the one on the ground was at as it was presented to the A350 on the approach.
All 379 people on the commercial Japan Airlines flight escaped safely before the plane was engulfed in flames. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday Russia had used almost 300 missiles and more than 200 drones in attacks over the last 3 days. Zelensky, in his nightly video address, said the latest attacks were intended to cause maximum destruction. Russia stepped up missile and drone strikes on December 29th when it launched its largest air attack of the war, killing at least 39 people.